Look at picture A for question number one. Question number one. Which of the following statements is true? A. The woman is introducing cigarette brands to the old man. B. The woman is reporting a piece of news about putting a ban on smoking. C. The old man is promoting the advantages of smoking to the public. D. The old man is showing magic using cigarettes.
Look at picture 8 again for question number 2. Question number 2. Look at the bulletin on the wall. What does it say? A. It says smoking is allowed in public places. B. It says smoking is allowed in smoking areas only. C. It says smoking is banned in the train station. D. It says the no smoking regulation will come into effect on July 1st.
Look at picture B for question number 3. Question number 3. Which description matches the picture? A. The girl is having a job interview with the man. B. The girl is interviewing the man for her term paper. C. The girl wants to work as a journalist. D. The girl graduated from Taiwan University of Science and Technology.
Look at picture C for question number 4. Question number 4. Which description matches the scene? A. The boy spat out a piece of gum. B. The old woman sells chewing gum. C. The boy sold cookies to the old woman. D. The old woman sold out all of her products.
Look at picture D for question number 5. Question number 5. Which of the following is not true? A. The man has his dog on a leash. B. The man and his dog are on the beach. C. The man is having fun running around. D. There are seagulls flying in the sky.
Look at picture D again for question number 6. Question number 6. If a person asks the man, "Do you have the time?" he may answer, A. Sure, I'm free the whole afternoon. B. Sorry, I'm running out of time. C. Well, time is up. D. It's 4:15. Question number 16. How often do you surf on the net?
Question number 17. Could you tell me the directions to Triangle Tube?
Question number 18. I'm trying to recall when and where I had my wallet stolen.
Question number 19. It looks like the rain won't stop in a couple of hours.
Question number 20. I've got used to eating a sandwich for lunch recently. Question number 31. Johnny, you need to be more ambitious. Do you know your grade is at the bottom of the class?
Really? Why didn't you tell me earlier? I thought I'd been doing pretty well.
I didn't want to give you any pressure on your studying. However, now it is different. We're going to find a cram school for you, and you better devote yourself to studying hard. Can you promise us that?
I guess I have no other choice.
In order to get you into a better school, it is time to push you up.
Question: What is the boy's problem?
Question number 32. Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, I would like to have a roast chicken sandwich.
Sorry, sir, we ran out of roast chicken and ham already. What other flavors would you like?
I'd like meatball sandwich then.
Great, and what kind of bread would you like?
What do you have?
White, wheat, honey oat, and hearty Italian.
Question: What did the man order in the end? Question number 33. How's your day?
It didn't go so well. I lost my purse, so I haven't eaten anything yet.
Holy, where did you lose it?
If I knew that, I wouldn't feel so bad.
I am on my way to the library to return some books, and then I will have time to take you to have something to eat. By the way, are we still going to see a movie?
I'm afraid I have to call it off. I need to wait for the call from the Lost and Found Center.
Question: Are they still going for a movie?
Question number 34. It is 2010 NT dollars in total.
Why is it so expensive? We came this morning, but we only paid 1,400 NT dollars for two of us.
I suppose it was the discount hour when you took the train earlier. But after 2 o'clock, it is the original fare. So it is 1,050 NT dollars for each person.
How can I get the information about discount hours?
Here's the timetable and the information you need.
Thank you. Can I pay by credit card?
Question: What is the problem the man has? Question number 35. He said he had a good time and it was nice to know me.
Sounds great. Did he ask for your number?
Yes, but he hasn't called yet.
That is a bad sign. Maybe you won't see him again.
Why? But we had a good time.
He's just not that into you. Otherwise, you should have got a call from him.
Question: What does the girl's date think about her?